The state's Developmental Disabilities Service Office in West Seneca is located on a stretch of road with little to no sidewalks. It's 2 miles away from the nearest bus stop at Southgate Plaza. The office is meant to serve people living with disabilities, but many struggle to get there. Gwen Squire works as a disability rights advocate. She lives with spina bifida and says public transportation can be crucial to independence.
We want to be as independent as we possibly can be, and I have to depend on my family members sometimes to get me around. So if we could take a big bus out there, or even just the smaller bus out there, the paratransit buses, it would be great, but right now we can't.
The NFTA canceled a full bus route providing access to the office 8 years ago, and paratransit was suspended 4 years later. On Thursday, Squire and scores of other people living with disabilities made the 2 mile trek together as a sign of protest. Some on foot, some with canes, and others in manual or electric wheelchairs, chanting all along the way. For them, transportation to the site is not the only issue. The site itself is the former West Seneca State School. Beginning in the early 60s, people with developmental disabilities would be sent to live and be treated there. Andrew Markham lives with cerebral palsy and has studied the site's history.
It represents segregation and isolation for people with disabilities. It represents abuse. It represents disrespect. Disrespect of people with disabilities' lives, disrespect of our contributions to the community, and we need to be in the community.
Markham and his fellow advocates are calling on the governor to urge state offices to move the DDSO entirely. They want it relocated to Buffalo, where those who need it most would have easy access by any number of public transit lines. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.